Amen. Before you sit down, please take a moment and greet someone around you or across the aisle. And now we have a family, Marcio and family. Yes, please come and light the Advent candles.
Week 3. Joy to the world is the message of the season. Joy is the theme of this day. We light the third candle on the Advent wreath, called the Shepherd's Candle. It remembers the first in a long line of people who joyfully share the good news of the Savior's birth.
Be strong, do not fear, your God will come. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lamb leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout out for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert, and a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of the Holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast, but only the redeemed will walk there, and only the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away.
Let us pray. Dear God, with joy we acknowledge your care and love for us. With joy we acknowledge that our help is in you, the maker of heaven and earth, our maker and our remaker through the life and death of the one born in Bethlehem. Through faith in him, grant us joy that lasts long beyond this Christmas season and that equips us to face the adversities of life. Amen.
Friends, again, we want to welcome you to worship here, and now we will... For the rest of the service, we will enjoy Cantata, and I want to remind us two things in the beginning. Please take a moment and turn off your cell phones, if you will. And then something which I'm sure that you will feel like applause and clap as you hear the performance, but may I ask you to hold your applause until the end. That's going to be a difficult moment for myself, but I try that. So please enjoy.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Thank you.
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This child, a king, the Son of God, and Song of Mary. This child would be our Savior.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came to offer testimony to that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to those who were his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God and to be the children born of God.
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son.
Let's welcome the light.
Boys and girls, thank you so much. And for you, I'm breaking my rule I just made. So let us show our appreciation to them as they're leaving for their Sunday school classes. Thank you so much. That was just beautiful.
That was great.
Thank you again. This was just beautiful. They took a lot of time preparing for this, and thank you for this gift. As they're leaving, let us bow our heads and pray. Let us go to God. Holy and gracious God, we are so thankful for this morning. God, we are blessed to be there this morning. God, we have come to bless you. We have come to bless you through our worship, through our praises, through singing, through playing instruments, and through being with each other, sharing your love with each other, sharing your grace with each other. God, I especially pray for all our people who are singing with us, who are using their gifts to glorify your name, to bless your name, to praise you. God, we pray for those who are using their gifts of playing. God, thank you that they have these gifts and talents that they can use to lead us in worship, to help us remember how grateful you are, to lead us in worship and praises. We thank you for that. God, we thank you for all the volunteers who took a lot of time and prepared for this. God, we ask for your anointing of Holy Spirit on each of them, with Yoon and Inbin as they lead, as they have shown their leadership to prepare all this. Anoint them with your Holy Spirit and bless them. Bless their gifts so they may be multiplied. God, through this music, we may know you. We may glorify your name today. Bless each of us who are gathered here today. And we ask for your Holy Spirit's presence for the rest of the service as we worship you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
God sent an angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of David. The young woman's name was Mary. The angel spoke to her and said,
"Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
Mary was troubled with his words, but the angel said,
"Be not afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end."
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby this child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Long after the birth of Jesus, an angel of the Lord appeared to shepherds who lived in the nearby fields. The angel spoke to them and said,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger."
When the angels had left them, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angels, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest,
and on earth peace and goodwill to all mankind."
In Latin, "Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax hominibus bone voluntatis."
Thank you. At this time, I'm going to invite the greeters and the ushers to come forward to pass the pew pads and give you the opportunity to register your attendance. And also, the ushers will bring the offering plates that you might bring your tithe and offering as the choir is giving us their best offering today. I celebrate that I get to join them in that. So please, if you would come forward. Let us pray. O Lord God, for the beauty of this season, for the light that breaks into the world, for the joy of celebrating it, for praise and worship, acknowledging your presence in our lives, we give you our thanks and praise this day. Bless the tithe and offering, that it may extend your kingdom, do your will, and bring you joy. In Christ's name, amen. Please be seated.
At that time, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. He was righteous and devout and was eagerly waiting for the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him and had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. That day, the Spirit led him to the temple. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord, as the law required, Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and praised God, saying,
Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace, as you have promised. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people, Israel.
Jesus' parents were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them, and he said to Mary, the baby's mother,
This child is destined to cause many in Israel to fall, and many others to rise. He has been sent as a sign from God, but many will oppose him. As a result, the deepest thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your very soul. In him life, and that life is the light of all mankind.
Come to the light.
Jesus forms truth from untruth, offers joy from despair, provides hope for the hopeless, and can turn our darkness into light.
Come to the light.
His light, which lives in the hearts of all believers, gives life to all things by the power of God, who is in the midst of us all.
Come to the light. Holy God, your visible love to us fills our hearts with joy and wonder. And although our earthly journey sometimes means walking through a valley of darkness, we rejoice that we can always come to your light of hope. In this moment, in this place, at this celebration of the Incarnation, we sing,
Hallelujah, Hallelujah to the Lord of the light.
And I believe that if after this hymn you sit down, you are going to receive a great song of blessing. So let's sing together, Angels We Have Heard on High.